nice to see the hero that stupid princess has summoned us before my feet. Wait until she finds out that her hero is captured by the demon empress. She can try any tactics, but it's futile. I heard of your conquests and feats. I'm a bit peeved that you killed half of my generals. But no matter. You were no match for one of my best ones. What did I do to the rest of your party? I killed them all. I have no use for keeping them alive. You, on the other hand, you come from a different world. The power you possess, it would help me rule not only this world, but the universe. Oh, I'm not expecting you to instantly obey me. No, I will do many, many things to break you and make you mine. You will bow to me eventually, hero. Don't worry, dear hero. I will make sure you won't get harmed at all. You are so very precious to me. I will make sure that you will change your mind. You don't need anyone else but me. Guards, leash them and bring them to me. Sorry, dear, but I have to keep the shackles on you. You're so very close to me and a powerful hero that they've summoned. I'm so obsessed with you, but I'm not stupid where you're close enough to kill me. Come to me, dear hero. Obey your mistress now, or you'll just make her sad. And plus, it's not like you're going to be able to do anything since those shackles on you. They are enchanted with a spell to sap your energy if you ever were tried to escape. Guards, you can leave us alone. Me? Evil? Well, isn't that what you think? I personally think that annoying princess of yours is evil. She does not care about the environment or the creature that inhabits here. Her kind is nothing but a parasite, and you are using your power for the wrong people. You think you know all about her for such a little time? I've been fighting her and her family for who knows how long. Me want to rule the universe? I did say that. Same goes for the princess. She wants to rule the whole entire universe as well. The only reason why your party members and the princess act so chummy with you because you provide something that they want. If you had not special powers, they would have tossed you aside like any other people they have encountered that are useless to them. All the things you've seen on your journey has been sugar-coated for you. They want you to see the best side of them, not at their worst. My people have suffered because of their selfishness. Sorry. I didn't mean to raise my voice, but what I'm trying to say is I'm being generous towards you and saving you from getting backstabbed later if you were to slay me in another timeline. You can refuse all you want, but let me ask you this question, hero. When has these party members of yours actually cared enough to know who you really are? Your past life and everything? Accepting your flaws and knowing your past? They seem to be fascinated and flock to you with this hero title you have. Their society is so ingrained with this perfect image of a summoned hero that they are courageous and would save them. But who would save you in the end? I'm just telling you the truth. Or at least a more realistic standpoint. I'm no better. But they aren't as good as you perceive them to be. More than anything, they put so much blame on us. And for what? They just want more and more than we can give them. They are not to be trusted. That princess of yours is calculating and callous. She might have a pretty face and smile, but she knows how to play her pawns. She wants our land and resources. That's why she was so keen on you killing us. I wanted to rule the universe so parasites like her and her people would stop trampling on the weak. You look human, like they are. But you are no mortal. You came from a whole different world. This is where I lay my proposition with you. You and I will share the universe if you defect to my side. If you refuse, well, there are measures I can do to make you defect easily. I can play into your fantasies, even if you do not see eye to eye with my resolutions. I still want you all to myself. You're special, and I want you to be mine, mine alone. I don't want that princess to lay another finger on you. I don't know if it's love, but every time I think of us holding each other in the embrace of your arms and kissing you, I feel so happy and so full of bliss. So, even if you reject my proposition, I still want to make you all mine, hero. Without your power, I'll figure out how to rule the universe by myself. Now, let's forget politics. Come and lay with me on the bed. You must have been so tired and haggard from all that fighting and adventuring. Don't worry, I won't bite or do anything. I did promise you that I would never lay a finger on you. You have my word. Come into my embrace, hero. I'm sure you've been eyeing my boobs for the whole time while I was talking. I don't mind at all. Make it more easy for me to seduce you. Oh dear, hero. How does my boobs feel? As long as you're comfy, that's all that matters. I do have one thing I must confess. I know everything about you. I had an oracle look into your past and had my eyes on you throughout your whole journey. Does that mean I know every single detail about you? No. But I can tell you, you didn't have a pleasant life before and that this life is almost like a second chance for you. I don't blame you for feeling the way you do. I can relate with you to some extent. I guess that's why I'm so fond of you and want you to be all mine. You even remind me of someone that I once loved. I even have an urge to protect you from others. Usually I don't feel this way for anyone, besides that one person I told you. It's been a very, very long time since I felt like this. It just feels like I'm in love with you for a very long time. Maybe it's just me putting my old feelings and projecting it onto you, but something about you feels so familiar to me. I know it is your choice to love me or not, but it doesn't change the fact that I want you so, so bad. Hero, I know we just met face to face and we've been fighting a long battle, but I am in love with you. I understand if you reject me, but just know that I would never harm you in any way. I want to protect you and hold you close to me more than anything. I know I have to prove you with my love for you through my actions, and I will. Wait, did I heard you right? Did you say what I think you did? You actually want me to be your girlfriend? This isn't a trick, right? Don't get me wrong, I am very happy about it, but you're not just saying that just to tell me what I want to hear or anything. You really mean it. Then, if you do feel the same way, can we share a kiss? All right. That was more than just a kiss. I'm sorry, Jess. Your lips are so soft and tender, just like how I would imagine it to be. Oh, it just makes me want you all to myself even more. I love you from the bottom of my heart, Hiro. Know that I will never ever leave you, and that you always have a place in my heart. I will make you the most happiest human ever. What is it, darling? If you're worried about them, they can just revive at those human churches of yours. This place isn't as cruel as where you hailed from. So, if you're still worried about that, I hope that gives you some peace of mind. It's needed that I have to be cold. I am a leader of my faction. I have to not show any empathy, and a lot of burdens is on my shoulder. Huh? You wish to help me with my burden? I know I said before that you will help me win this and all, but it was just a front. You don't have to do anything. More than anything, this is a fight between the demons and the royal family. This isn't your fight. You're just a bystander that they summon to help them. More than anything, they're just using you because they got backed up in a corner. They have so many heroes they could have summoned as well if you were to die on them. What I'm saying is that you're disposable to them. It's harsh, yes, but it is the truth. There are many more people from where you hailed from, so they just kidnap one from that realm and force them into this war. If you do not wish to help, that is fine. I'll find an excuse to why you refuse to help and shelter and protect you from my people. And darling, I know the information I've gathered from you is from me observing you, but I would love to know you as a person from your own action and words from your lips. I love you too, sweetie. Whatever you choose, just know that you do have the power to choose what you think is right. I won't force anything on you. I gave you all the insight and my own thought. Now, I see you're about to pass out. How about you lay on my lap? I'll run my hand through your hair and let you rest. I'll watch over you, darling. Well, I can never be too careful, but I'll unchain your shackles, but you're gonna have to keep the collar on, just for safety measures. I know that we are considered lovers now, but I do have to be careful. Maybe one day I'll let that collar off. Now rest on my lap. I love you, Hero. And as much as I want you to be all mine, just know that I'm all yours.